A Creed for Miscarriers. I know why I had to go through my shunt failure now, and beforehand had to abandon driving lessons. I know that when my surgeon reset my cognition overnight and God moved over my waters, bellowed, "Let there be light," and there was clinic light, it was because you would move into one type of eternal life. I know that in those two hallucinogenic weeks when I could not tell my well-wishers apart from machines, when the ward walls opened to reveal two cogs grinding their teeth together, they were perfect pictures of my grief. And though your mouth would never utter our names, I would become intimately familiar with both of yours. I remember the sequence: mirror, signal, maneuver, and as a kid, being backseat driver in my parents' car, I knew that when my dad pushed my wheelchair towards me at the end of my shunt failure stay, and because my memory was shot, I said, "This isn't mine," even though it was. It was because you are not mine, but must be. If I'm to begin finding again, means to move forward, unassuming, son, daughter, both, and neither.